KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It is the first day of August for 2017. In the news for today, an altercation at the Amador Fair ended with one man in the hospital and two people booked into county jail. According to Amador Undersheriff Jim Wagner, around 6:30 Sunday evening, sheriff's deputies responded to the report of a fight in the livestock area of the fairgrounds. Upon arrival, deputies discovered the involved parties had been separated, and after an initial investigation, it was determined that 23-year-old Justin Lee Yarborough of Ione and 19-year-old Victoria Christine King of Rancho Murrieta and possibly a third suspect had approached a 13-year-old boy wearing a Make America Great Again visor and began making derogatory statements in reference to President Trump. The child's father was nearby and reportedly told the subjects to leave his son alone, which resulted in a physical altercation. According to witness reports, during the scuffle, the boy's father was pushed into a livestock fence panel, resulting in a serious leg injury. Yarborough and King were arrested at the scene and booked into the Amador County Jail, charged with battery, causing great bodily injury.
And emergency crews rolled to another fatal auto accident on Amador County roadways, this one on Friday. According to Highway Patrol, at about 4:30, a pickup truck with six Tracy teens ran off Highway 124 near Waterman Road outside of Ione. The vehicle rolled several times down a 150-foot embankment. One passenger, 18-year-old Anthony D'Souza, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver, 18-year-old Logan Osborne, taken to a Lodi hospital, Lodi Memorial, with moderate injuries. A 17-year-old male passenger transported with major injury to Doctors Medical Center. 18-year-old Joshua Serpa taken to UC Davis Medical Center with moderate injury. And a 17-year-old female transported to San Joaquin General, also with moderate injuries. One of the passengers, 18-year-old Anahi Escobedo, was treated at Sutter Amador for moderate injury. The accident still under investigation.
A Mountain Ranch man was taken to Mark Twain Hospital with major injuries following a suspected drunk driving accident. According to the CHP, Sunday morning around 8 o'clock, 27-year-old Anthony Fuller was traveling northbound on Railroad Flat Road, drifted off the edge, overcorrected, came back across the roadway, and traveled off the shoulder, colliding with the tree and wooden fence. Fuller was evaluated and arrested at the scene for suspicion of driving under the influence.
And Sutter Amador Hospital pleased to announce their new telestroke program. Using the telestroke program, Sutter Amador Hospital's emergency department physicians can speak directly with neurologists at CPMC via one-on-one video consultations. CPMC neurologists provide patient care recommendations for any patient presenting with a stroke or stroke-like symptoms. With real-time guidance from neurologists, local physicians are able to apply the most modern stroke treatments, bring top-notch care, and optimize outcomes for stroke patients. As a certified primary stroke center by the Joint Commission, Sutter Amador Hospital's medical staff, specialists, and nurses are dedicated to reducing the incidence and impact of stroke. For more info about the signs of a stroke, visit the National Stroke Association at stroke.org.
Hey, do you grow the best tomatoes in the county? Well, later this month, you'll have a chance to put your tomatoes to the ultimate test. The Master Gardeners of Amador County are sponsoring their annual tomato judging and tasting contest August 26th at the Sutter Creek Farmers Market. Bring at least one washed tomato of each variety, at least five cherry tomatoes. Bring them to the Sutter Creek Farmers Market between 8:30 and 9:30 on the 26th. The judges will begin tasting at 10 o'clock and announce their favorites by 11:30. Prizes will be given for the biggest as well as the best tasting red, non-red, and cherry tomatoes. Judges this year include Steve Muni of KVGC Radio, Darius Summery, a consultant, and Scott Onetto, Amador County Farm Advisor and a farmer himself. A public tasting will follow the judging. For more info, call the Master Gardener's office, 223-6838.
And on Sunday at the Amador County Fair Junior Livestock Auction, the community came to help a special young lady. Spearheaded by Ledger Dispatch publisher Jack Mitchell, a special fundraising effort started to purchase Jessica Gonzalez's pigs. Gonzalez was in a car accident a week after graduating high school in June. She rolled her truck on her way home from feeding her pigs and fractured her second, third, and crushed her sixth and seventh vertebrae. She has a complete spinal cord injury with little to no chance of ever walking again. Now, when all was said and done, the first pig was purchased at $155 a pound, the second for $35 a pound. Thanks to the generosity of the community and thoughtfulness of Dispatch publisher Mitchell, while still tallying the fundraising efforts, it appears nearly $50,000 was raised through the purchase of Jessica's pigs.
And again, the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the Mother Lode today. Triple-digit temperatures can be expected with the peak heats today and tomorrow. This, of course, will increase the risk for heat-related illnesses, especially for sensitive groups and people without access to air conditioning. Remember, drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and be sure to check up on relatives and neighbors, especially elderly and infirmed. And don't forget, as we always say, make sure you have a bowl of clear, cool, fresh water for our four-legged friends out in the yard. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning, the first day of August for 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.